Hey everybody, my name's Anthony, and I'm assuming that most podcasts out there start with an incredible amount of enthusiasm, lots of energy and positive vibes, and although I'm confident that this podcast as a whole will encompass those descriptions and carry more energy than most programs do online, this episode is real. It's hard to tell this story, but it's the beginning and it has to be shared. And this is probably the 12th time that I'm attempting to record it. So it's tough, but I'm going to ask you to join me on this short journey that was pretty short for me too. A journey that shaped me and shape the lives of so many others. Come with me just for a little bit before we get into the meat of this podcast and take a step back. Let's take a look at where it all began. The launch of this podcast was set for February 8th, 2018 with a very specific reason. To learn more about that date, I'm going to need you to backtrack 2 years. This is the story of Oakley, my first golden retriever, and most definitely one of the biggest influences and teachers and motivators and so many other things that I've ever had in my life. Oakley brought me the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, as you'll find out. And this is a story that I've gone back and forth on how to tell. Do I take notes and share some details based off my writings? Do I just wing it and try and backtrack and tell you guys why Oakley meant so much to me and so many others? But I've come to the realization that we did a very good job at documenting Oakley's journey. With photos. We were always so proud to share his moments, and I think to tell his story, the best way for me to do it is to simply open my digital album and scroll through one by one to help paint a picture as to why Oakley was so incredible. And I know that I'm not the only person out there that had a relationship like this with a dog, or for those of you that do have it still, I know that my relationship was unique and special to me, but there's so many people out there that have a bond this strong with their best friend. So I think whether you have a dog, want a dog, or lost a dog, I think this story will resonate with so many of you. So listen up, it won't take the whole day. I'll just highlight the biggest points. We could dive in and you can learn about the dog that used to be my best friend and my girlfriend Allie's closest sidekick. Let's learn about Oakley. So the idea had come up several months beforehand to get a dog. I'd always grown up with a dog and I just had this crazy idea in college that it was a good idea to get a dog. Now, when I say college, I don't mean just any program. Not that college isn't difficult in general, but I mean myself and my girlfriend both being enrolled in doctorate level programs as future pharmacists. So this was a high level program and we were pretty close to the end, over halfway, and it was tough. So for us to even be thinking about a dog was pretty crazy. But I'm a doer. I plan to a certain degree, but then I know that we have one life. And in most scenarios, I do. I take action because I'm afraid that one day I'll have a regret if I don't. So getting a dog was no different from anything else. It was something that we thought about a bit, planned, and then kind of decided that this should happen. So here we are on February 8th, my girlfriend studying for an exam and myself having an exam of a very large scale coming up in 2 days, searching for a dog. And when I found this golden retriever, I said, you gotta come see this dog. You just have to. So we both go to meet the dog, and I take my girlfriend over, and just a very typical golden retriever, I'm sure you could imagine, and a very typical puppy, just emitting love. Now, a lot of people ask if there was that certain sign or that wink of the eye, and I can't say that there was anything specific, but there was a feeling in general, just a feeling that not only was this a good dog for us, but a feeling that we could do this. We were full of love and passion, and there was a feeling of confidence, of just knowing that regardless of how hard this future was going to be, it was manageable. It was something we could do, especially together. And after my girlfriend had gone back and forth and back and forth, I finally just committed and did it. And I called her and she said, I'm just not sure. And I said, well, there's no more thinking to it because our dog's on his way home. And sure enough, February 8th, 2016, Oakley came to our house. Now, this little golden retriever puppy was not really aware of what his future would be like, but I can be certain that everyone that knew us knew it was going to be a life of love and a life of adventure and a life of passion, just for day in, day out living. Doing things right, and enjoying the moment. We brought Oakley home, and of course, at this point, I had to sit down and get back to my notes, because this exam was one that was approaching quickly, and now that I'd spent my whole day going back and forth about a dog, I was on the edge of failure, most likely. So he sat with me, head on my lap, for the next several hours, staring at my notes, looking at me, just thinking, all right, this is how it's going to be. Together, you, me, and mom over there, who you refer to as Allie, apparently. We brought Oakley home, and little by little, he began to take over our life. Introduced him to my parents, and within the first month or two, we had had him to my house, my parents' house, and probably 5 states. Every weekend, every evening, wherever we had the chance, we were going, setting up hammocks, having him try and slackline at the ripe age of 12 weeks, visiting stores, taking him to restaurants, long road trips, short journeys, learning what water is, hitting single track, whatever we could, we immersed Oakley in. We took him everywhere, state parks, state forests. If we thought of it, we did it, because we knew that these were crucial moments for him. We exposed him to other dogs. We exposed him to people. We took him off the leash, and he just meshed. He just went with us everywhere, and it was perfect. I had never experienced anything like this. Up until this point, I had always joked about the future and children and everything like that, and had no interest, and honestly was quite aggravated by the thought of it. But Oakley was our child, and he changed us. He changed our view on everything. My number of GoPro photos quickly increased, and our journeys were 5 out of the 7 days a week. While most people were studying, we were hiking. While most people were cramming for exams, we were planning a weekend getaway. We took him everywhere, urban journeys, middle of nowhere. Sometimes we had no cell service. Sometimes we were walking sidewalks in the middle of Philadelphia. It didn't matter. As long as Oakley was with us, the journey was different. And we began to look at things, even that we had done before, so differently. We would hike trails that we'd been down hundreds of times. All of a sudden, we were seeing things differently. He opened our eyes to so many things in this world that we never would have even noticed. if not for him. So the next couple months went on so quickly, but so, so fun. We loved every moment, and just, I was so impressed every day what this dog could do. Trails, no problem. Road trips, no problem. Going in the canoe, no big deal. This dog was fearless when it came to adventure. But he wasn't fearless when it came to certain other things in life. He had this tendency ever since he was a puppy just to be frightened by clanging or a snap of a bicycle chain or the rolling of a skateboard. Oakley had this ingrained in him, and we're not quite sure where it came from, but he wasn't fearless when it came to just little things or loud noises. We never thought anything of it. He got better with it, but never quite perfect. Now, running over large sand dunes, hanging out of the car at quicker speeds, sliding down wet rocks, canoeing down rivers, none of that was a problem. This dog probably would have jumped out of a plane with me. It was no big deal when it came to adventure, but that fear of just small things always existed in the background. So let's talk about adventure. Let's talk about some of the things we went through together and how Oakley helped us grow and how we helped him to grow. And I think to do this, besides me just opening an album, I think that I have an additional idea. And this is the first time that I've looked at this since we lost Oakley. But I think it might give you a little perspective and also make you smile. One of the first things we did when we brought Oakley home was start an Instagram page, like so many dog lovers out there. This was our first time having our own dog, and we thought this would be perfect, a really good way for us to share his journey, and it just made us so happy to share his photos, and the feedback we got just from people that had their day made when they would look at his photos was remarkable. So maybe it'll make you smile too, and it'll help you follow along. If you have an Instagram account and want to check out his page, it's still up. It's _golden_oak_. You can check it out and feel free to follow along. I'll go through the pictures as I talk in the podcast. Now, if you're driving or hiking down a trail, I wouldn't suggest doing this, so you could just listen along. In the beginning, the photos are just purely Oakley being immersed on campus, to the vet, to toys and stores and all sorts of things. But then you could quickly see we headed off on a trip to Vermont to support my cousin up at Mount Snow. And this is when Oakley really started to understand that life was definitely going to be an adventure for him, and there wasn't going to be any time from here on out, if there was any possibility for us to pull it off, where we would say, we're going to take a trip or embark on a journey, and we're going to leave the dog at home or find a sitter. These words didn't really exist in our vocabulary. If we went, he went. Simple. Very, very simple. We always found a way, whether it meant staying in our car, sleeping in a tent, or finding some crappy hotel in the middle of nowhere where no others allowed a dog. Whatever it took, Oakley came with us. So most of the pictures in the first couple months are just features of our local trails, some bodies of water, lakes that we found along the way, fly fishing adventures, and this is all local stuff. We didn't share some of the initial journeys. Cape May, New Jersey was a good one for him on the beach. And wherever Oakley went, he just had this way of just spreading so much love. His passion for life was on a whole nother level. I really value life, and I hold on to the importance of each and every day. But Oakley just took it to level 11 of 10. He was incredible. He saw things in a way that no human could see. He was proud to be alive. He was proud to have the moment to make someone's day. And it was his mission to use every minute he had and help others to realize the value behind those minutes as well. A lot of the photos you can see are on campus, and they were either shortly before or shortly after engaging with students, faculty members, administrators, and getting a dog during college ended up being one of the best decisions we've ever made. Because not only did it make us happy, but it made everyone around us happy. People felt more comfortable going into exams, and we just felt at home, in a good place. Something that should have added so much stress to our life just improved it. And together we just began to thrive, the three of us. One photo I really like is pretty awesome summary in one photo of Oakley and the outdoor community in our area. That was on July 20th. It's Oakley with a bunch of mountain biking friends. He got so much love on this photo because he got so much love on that ride. He brought so much love to that ride. He just showed up a few months old and we banged out 7 miles. I felt bad. I kept trying to stop and shorten the ride because I didn't want my puppy, you know, putting this much time or distance in at such a young age. And he just wanted to go. He wanted to rip. Shortly after that, you could see August 15th. I'm skipping ahead quickly because there's too many words to share in all these photos. But August 15th is the iconic photo of Oakley. He's jumping in a field within an hour drive of our location. And the joy emitted on his face in this photo is just unbelievable. It became the background of everything I own. It became the print everywhere around of our apartment. Everyone on campus loved it, got talked about, and not because it was a good photo. I mean, I like it, but it was because you could see it in his face. He was here with a purpose. Oakley existed not just to be a dog or wag his tail or smell things out. Oakley existed knowing that he had a distinct mission. And you could really see it well in that photo. Now, the photo album on my computer consists of thousands of photos in this timeline, where you see just 100 posts, exactly 100 posts on Oakley's Instagram. I have thousands, and they're remarkable. They bring back memories, just like so many of you, I could imagine, have with your dogs. If you just take a minute to think about the journey you've been on with your dog, especially if your dog's been around a while, it's just endless, endless memories. And looking at photos is an awesome way to bring that all back. Because as time goes on, we're human. We forget, or we put things in the back of our mind, and we potentially take things for granted, but you never should, especially with a dog. They have so much love, so much value. That should never get old. It should stay fresh in your mind. So if you jump to November 13th, you could see Oakley looking to the sun. This is the second to last photo that we have posted on his Instagram. And it was just, I don't know, something special about it. Maybe it's because I look back retrospectively, but we put a caption about chasing the light, and Oakley had chased his purpose every day, but now it was time for Oakley to chase something different. November 21st was our last photo, and the reason I love this photo is not just because, you know, who doesn't love hiking in the snow with a golden retriever as good looking as Oakley? The reason I love this photo is because you don't see what's going around before and after the photo. We had exams this day. We had class before this photo. We had class after this photo. And where most people saw a 60 to 90 minute gap in between lectures as a moment to close their eyes, a moment to grab a sandwich, a moment to sit in some booth for the time being, some time to scroll through Instagram. We saw these gaps as opportunities. Every single day, when we had these so-called gaps, these short bursts of time, this was time for us with Oakley. We would run back to our apartment as fast as we could, like little children being told that they can run into some toy store. We would sprint. We would get him out of the apartment. And if you saw our routine for getting him loaded up in the car, you would be so impressed because we were as good as a NASCAR pit crew. We were fast. We could get in and get going because we knew the trails were waiting. We knew something was on the horizon that would make our day a little bit better, and even though it was stressful to do all this in such a short period of time, we knew that it was worth it. Oakley was worth it. You see, a dog is incredible to begin with one very simple reason. The average lifespan for a human is, I don't know, 75, 80 years. That's just my own guess. But a dog's lifespan is so much shorter. So while you make the decision to get a dog, and it might seem small to some people, understand that that dog will be dedicating his or her life, their entire life, to you. Think about that. Your life is consisted of many chapters. Your book is longer. This dog is hopefully numerous chapters in your life, but still not likely to be the whole book. A dog is a portion of your story. So who are you not to give that dog the greatest, the most incredible, loving, passionate, adventurous life that you can possibly give? Yeah, dogs are happy probably regardless. They're just happy to be loved. For us, we wanted to give our dog everything. Grades didn't outweigh our dog. Eating didn't outweigh our dog. Nothing outweighed Oakley. Day in, day out, we would wake up, regardless of the agenda, just thinking, where does Oakley fit in? How does Oakley join us? How do we make today a good day for Oakley? My story could go on for a really long time, but that's okay. You don't have to hear all the details because if you've ever had a dog or own a dog now, or like I said, lost a dog, you get it. Maybe your life wasn't as adventurous as ours. Maybe it was more adventurous. It doesn't matter how many summits you reach, how many valleys you explore, how many miles you cover on road trips. None of that matters. It does, but in the end, what matters is that you give your dog a life worth living. Whatever that means to you, it'll end up meaning to your dog. Now, after learning the beauty of exploring new destinations, usually because we were trying to find a place that was dog friendly, or pursuing new avenues, I can say that I would really encourage you to take the road less traveled. Explore where you haven't been before, and don't be afraid of a random pit stop or hitting a new trail. In the end, you've got your best friend by your side. And that's like the ultimate passport. It's the ticket to do everything you've always dreamed of. Because now, you're not alone. You have a constant, loving soul. Like a little superhero, just permanently affixed to you that never speaks a word, but somehow teaches you everything. Oakley shaped our lives, and on November 23rd, 2016, it was Oakley's 1 year birthday. 1 year of life. And in less than that time, just in the time we'd had him, he had done more than probably most humans do in a lifetime. He had loved more. He had made more people smile. He'd traveled more. He had enjoyed life more in 1 year than most ever will. And that's not meant to be a comparison. That's meant to be inspirational. To show you that when you just act or take action or do, it changes your life. November 23rd, 2016. Oakley was about to run his first 5K. Now, we had done this distance a lot together, but it was never official, never on the clock or with a timer. It was a special Christmas run. Most people dressed in ridiculous sweaters. Oakley just loving the vibe. We were in a city and he really just was taking in the moment, saying hi to every single person, despite that number being in the hundreds. He wanted to say hi to everybody, almost like to tell them, hey, my name is Oakley and I'm here to run and I've been training with my dad and me, him, and my mom we're going to do this. We're going to run it. And it doesn't matter if we come in first or last. Life is so freaking good right now and I'm going to run this race. So just a few minutes before the start of the race, we were getting ready. Bibs on, ready to rock, happy as ever could be. And then out of nowhere, bombs, just fireworks exploding in the middle of a city like crazy. It was part of the big festival going on. Now, this noise I think normally would have gotten to Oakley, but he had spent 4th of July with us near a lake, and it wasn't really a big deal. But in a city, a sound that was beyond loud to begin with, just echoing and amplifying off every single building around us, just ridiculously loud. So many dogs around us remained calm. But it was like everything from Oakley's beginning just came back. Whatever it was in him that made him so scared when we got him, that went away with us for the most part, came back. All these tough tendencies and fearful habits just exploding on their own, coming to the surface. And he panicked. He just began to really go crazy. And although I can recall everything from that night, what seemed like hours, just seemed so long, and it probably wasn't even 15 minutes. I don't know. I can recall every single footstep, every single call, every single detail. I've never shared the full story with anybody. I don't plan on sharing the details of that night. I took one route. My girlfriend took another route. We all got split up, friends, everyone we were with, chasing after Oakley after he broke free. I can tell you the details of every single step. Somehow meeting up with people that just wanted to help that night. 15 minutes. Life would change in 15 minutes. Oakley passed away that night after being hit by a car, and this just rocked our life. He was without a doubt the highest of highs. I don't care what summit you tell me about, he was taller than Everest. He changed our life in a way that no human could ever even begin to touch. They couldn't even scratch the surface of what Oakley did for us. Everything changed that night. And I won't leave it at that, because that's not where the story ends. We thought life was over. We thought we were the biggest failures on the planet. And we thought that we just never should have had a dog. What did we do? Why did we do this to him? But in the moment, that's what you do. You blame yourself. And you say, what if, what if, what if? A million times over. And although I replay that night at least 2, 3, 4 times weekly in vivid, vivid detail, although I have it on constant replay in my head, I can look back now saying, getting a dog, getting Oakley, was one of our best decisions we've ever made in our life. Because he had a purpose. He was here on a specific mission. And I just think Oakley knew the whole time that he wasn't going to be here for 8, 10, 14 years. He didn't need to be. He impacted the people around him and changed this world in less than a year with us, in a way that nobody else could, in a way that we could never even begin to do. He was our little famous dog on campus, and man, did he have an impact. But I'm here to tell you that those lessons don't just disappear. The failure or the ending doesn't override the beginning and the journey and the lessons. You learn from them. You grow from them. And although we never thought we would get another dog, you know, now I sit here with our beautiful golden retriever, River, by our side, who is on the verge of turning 1 year old herself. Life isn't over when something like that happens. It definitely gets hard. And time doesn't necessarily heal, in my opinion. New memories insert themselves and happiness finds a way back into your life. But that's with you forever. Whether your dog leaves you at the age of 6 months, 1 year, or 16 years, that's with you. So it all comes back to one thing. The chances of you outliving your dog are very, very high, especially if you're listening to this podcast. You will outlive your dog, almost guaranteed. So when you wake up tomorrow, or maybe you're listening to this in the morning and can even start today, ask yourself, what can I do to give my dog a life worth living? Maybe that is embarking on some big adventure or hitting a local trail, but maybe it's just going to the dog park, looking your dog in the eyes and just showing him vividly that you love him or her. Taking your dog to a restaurant, sharing photos with a friend or family member, being by his or her side. What can you do to make this day a little bit better for your dog? I think if you're listening to this podcast that you don't really need to be preached to about the importance of giving a dog a life worth living, but understand if you wake up and try and make that promise to your dog and commit to your dog to give him or her a good life, that regardless of when difficult times come, you can know that although you might not have been perfect, no one is, that you did things really well. And that your dog is going to love you for that. And the memories that you make, regardless of how hard it is with school, work, all these human obligations we have, regardless of how hard it is so worth it to put in the extra energy to be there for your dog. Remember, your dog is committing his or her whole life to you. Make it worthwhile. Give your dog a life worth living.